Rabbi Zay, if we didn't see that inside the brisket from yesterday, make sure to see it, because we're going to come back to it again and again. So it's one of those things that's going to be recurring, like maybe a bad dream or something. But then it's going to keep coming back, so make sure that you're aware of the basic idea of the brisket rav. And just to sum up what we discussed, and it's because it's going to be important moving forward, not for today, but perhaps for later in the week and certainly later in the year, is that just to sum up what he said was, in this Gemara that we had in the previous little sugya, the Gemara was looking for a source. How do you know that an animal that gores with its horns that are attached to its head has to pay Nezek Sholem? Of course, it doesn't pay Nezek Sholem. It only pays Chatzi Nezek the first time. The Gemara had the Havamina to pay Nezek Sholem. But where could that be derived from? If it's from Kered, which is Tlusha, that's only Chatzi Nezek. And if it's from the other Avos Nezikin, so then Tosus had drawbacks to that. So the Brisker Rav explained that, which is his real thesis, is that each one of the Avos Nezikin has exclusions, has exceptions. Keren only pays Chatzi Nezek. Bar is only Chayev if it's items that are not Kalim and not Adam. Eish is Potter if it's something that's concealed. Only Chayev if it's something that's obvious that you can see. And what was it? Adam has to pay not only for the damages, but for the arba, for the chamisha, all the five payments, boshes, pegam, all the other things as well. So each one of the avos nezikin has exclusions or has carve outs or has loopholes. So Brisker Rav explained that that doesn't mean that you're putter in those situations. It's just there's a legality that you don't have to pay. But fundamentally, your obligation exists all the same. Even in the areas which are excluded from payment, you really are, it's usur, just as usur in the areas where you do have to pay as the areas where you don't have to pay. So the Brisker Rav said we didn't have really a problem necessarily deriving that one area of Keren would pay Nezek Shalem and the other area would only pay Chatzi Nezek if one doesn't have all of the qualifications to qualify for the Chatzi Nezek payment. So the Brisker Rav claimed that the Iser is all the same nonetheless. However, Tosfos couldn't have that, couldn't digest that, because Tosfos' opinion was when you pay Nezek Shalem, you are more, it's more Aser, more Chayiv, than when you pay Chatzi Nezek. And that's gonna come up again, and it already came up in the past. If you remember, we discussed on Thursday the Rashba, who felt that we should say, when we're not sure if you should pay Nezek Shalem, you should pay Chatzi Nezek. So he said, well, Safek Iser is a Chumra, Safek Dairais is a Chumra. So he said, you see from the Rashba that he held that it's more asur when you pay Nezek Shalem than it is when you pay Chatzi Nezek. We'll see, that's going to be like Tosfos. So keep that in mind. It's going to come up in the coming sugyos. We're going to review it again, but it's an important idea. Okay, let's move on. So Gemara says like this. Where are we? Told of the Karen Mahi. Where do you see me? There are about 15 lines down in the Gemara. Right in the middle of the line is a Vav. So the Gemara again is picking up on its discussion. Are the toldos the same as the avos? Do they bear the same level of responsibility? Do they have these exclusions we described, or is that limited to the yav? So Gemara has to first explain, well, what are the toldos to figure out if the toldos are the same as the avos? So the Gemara says, told of the Karen Mahi. What is a told of the Karen? So one possibility is Negifa. Everybody say, anybody know what Negifa is? Yeah? Huh? Pushing. Nishika, of course, is biting. Ravitza, what's Ravitza? It's like trampling, yeah. Biita, or kicking. So Karen is really goring, and these are all toldos. Majna Nagika, the Karela Av. Okay, these are all damaging activities. Why is one the Av and the other the toldos? What makes one the Av? So the answer is because the Pasuk says, Kiyigach, the Sea of Kiyigach. Well, minute, but the Torah also says Negifa. Negifa namiksiv. If you have the fancier Gemaras you have on the side, the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, where the Pasuk says, if you have the fancy Gemaras, it's Os Dawid, Ki Yigo if Shor Ish Ashor Reyehu, if your animal will push another animal, or the next Pasuk says, O Noda Ki Shor Nagahu Mitmol Shilshan, where it kills a person, and there it uses the verb Negifa. So when it damages another animal, it's Negifa, it's pushing. When it kills an animal, when it kills a person, it's negicha. Okay, so the Torah uses both. So, ma'ashna negicha, the kar la'av, the ksiv ki yigach, negifa namik siv ki yigof. The Gemara answers, "Hai negifa negicha hi." That pushing is really negicha. How do you know? The sanya pasach v'negifa v'siyim v'negicha. It starts out with negifa, then it switches to negicha. Loma lecha zuhi negifa zuhi negicha. The negifa that's being described is negicha. Okay, if it's all the same, why does it say one by one and the other by the other? Why by people does it say ki'igach, but an animal says ki'igof? Again, one is goring, one is pushing. So Gemara explains, Adam de isle mazla ksiv ki'igach. Behemoth de lesle maga ksiv ki'igof. Anybody want to explain what that means? Anybody know what that means? Adam de isle mazla. A man has mazel. What does that mean? He's superstitious? What?
He can like guard himself and like protect himself.
He can guard himself. That's one possibility Rashi has. Look at Rashi. Rashi says a man doesn't become injured by accident because he has the ability to guard himself. Rashi says, "Ksiv ki yigach." No. Oh, Rashi says, "Adam this like mazel sheyesh lo das lishmor es gufo." He's able to guard himself. Whereas an animal can't protect itself. Then Rashi has another lashon. Ksiv ki yigach. Look at Rashi. Devade, second white line. Devade niskaven asher lahara. He definitely intended to do damage because I can protect myself and nonetheless he hurt me. Ubala b'koyach aval negifa havi mashma shematzu omed v'dachvo b'karnov. It just pushed it. So one was intentional, one was by accident. Animals become hurt by accident. People don't really become hurt by accident because they would have protected themselves. The other Russian, Lishnachrina, Islay Mazla, Ve'eno Noach Lahamiso. It's not easy to kill a human being. So it either wouldn't happen by accident, or it's more difficult. I don't know why it'd be more difficult to kill animals more sensitive. I would think the opposite. Rashi says, Lishnachrina, Islay Mazla, Ve'eno Noach Lahamiso. It's not easy to kill him. It has to be something that's intentional and deep, whereas or hard, whereas an animal could become more easily injured. The other pshat was, not because people are tougher, but because people, I would have felt animals are tougher, but he says because people know how to protect themselves and therefore must have been intentional. An animal could have become hurt by accident. If you look at Rabbi Kiva Eger, he has a third possibility, that Adam Islay Mazel, maybe we'll get to tomorrow. Interesting, just look at it. Interesting, a third possibility. Okay, but either way, Adam Islay Mazla, people can protect themselves, animals can't. So Negicha implies it was intentional, Negifa could perhaps be an accident. Says the Gemara, Umilsa Agav Orche Kamashmuan. It's coming to teach me something along the way. And what is that? De Muad Li Adam Havi Muad Li Behema. It's coming to teach me if an animal gores on the third time, so of course the first two times or three times, the animal, you only pay chatzi nezik for the damages. The third time or the fourth time, or after it gores three times, to machlekes later on, is it the third time or the fourth time that you pay nezik shalim? So that's considered a muad. But let's say it's used to, it has become, you know, it has demonstrated that it gores people three times, but not animals. So muad liyadam havi muad libehema. Because people are more, you know, can protect themselves more, it has mazo, and therefore you, it's only would be, if it would be intentional. So muad liyadam havi muad libehema. If it gores people, it's certainly going to gore animals. Muad libehema, lavi muad liyadam. Animals, it's easier, you know, or could, one is more likely to violate that because it could even be by accident. So, mu'al l'behema lo'avi mu'al li'adam. Mu'al li'adam havi mu'al l'behema, mu'al l'behema lo'avi mu'al li'adam. It's a logical argument, yeah? People only get injured if it was done deliberately. So, if the animal gores people deliberately, it will certainly gore other animals, certainly by accident, or deliberately as well, and therefore you have to pay nezek shalom if it gores an animal after goring a human being three times. But muad libehema, behemas could become injured by accident, lo havi muad liyadam. That's the Gemara. Okay, but Rabbi say, Tosis has a problem with this. What is Tosis' problem? Tosis' problem is, we paskin, it's an interesting idea, that muad liyadam havi muad libehema, but it's a beferish of Gemara later on, that muad liyadam lo havi muad libehema. If it gores people, So even though you have to pay Nezek Shalem, if it will gore another person, there's nothing, there's no bearing if it will gore an animal. Human beings are different than animals. If you look later on at the Gemara, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Rabbi say, turn to Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, you see a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "De'al Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Shor Shehu Muad Lemino, Ve'eino Muad L'She'eino Mino, and it is not Muad for other species." So then the Gemara Mishnah goes on to discuss what's the halacha. But if you look there at the first Gemara, there's two machlekes. What's the gears in the Mishnah? Rav Zvid Amar Ve'eino Muad. It's a muad muad lemino ve'eno muad l'sheino mino, meaning it demonstrated. Let's say it gores, I don't know, what animals hate each other. But one animal, the ox gores, I don't know, sheep, hates sheep, I don't know. So if it passes by sheep every time it gores, and it passes by goats three times and it doesn't gore. So the animal has demonstrated that it gores sheep and does not gore goats. How? It passed by sheep every time it gores. It passed by goats every time it doesn't gore. But let's say it would just have passed by sheep. It never had an opportunity to pass by goats. So I don't know what it would do by goats. So as Zvid says, mua lemino is also mua l'sheino mino. I have to presume it's going to gore goats. If it gores sheep, it might gore goats. It's a goring animal. That's Rav Zvid. Mua lemino is mua l'sheino mino as well. Rav Papa Amar, eino mua. He had the gear, so shor shehu mua lemino, eino mua l'sheino mino. Not that it's demonstrated that it doesn't gore goats, and therefore it's not a muad for goats. Just because it gores sheep does not necessarily mean it's going to gore goats. So Rav Papa's position is muad lemino is not muad l'sheino mino. Muad the behema, therefore, is not muad liadam. And how do we pass? We pass like Rav Papa. So getting back, look at Taisus over here. Taisus says, Tirimaska umilsa. Again, our Gemara said, what is the Toldo of Karen is negifa. Negicha is the av, negifa, pushing, is a tolda. And negifa, you could more easily violate. Animals could do these things. The Torah uses the language of negifa by animals because animals could get injured by accident, just by pushing. People's only negifa, was only bikavana. Why does the Torah split its language in this fashion? To teach me, people are more, less likely to become damaged, and therefore people get damaged by the animal. The animal gores people, must be kavachomer, it's going to gore animals. Mu'al li'adam, having mu'al li'behema. But Taisus is going to ask, we pass on like Rav Papa, that mu'al li'adam is not mu'al li'behema. Yeah.
What if the animal thinks of like a pit himself and then an animal falls into it? Is that considered as if the animal did it to kill the...
Not goring. You're talking about boar. A whole separate, different
animal. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
A whole separate thing. The animal injures itself. How could that possibly be? Who's going to pay who? You can't pay yourself. So he says, Vafira Rav Papa, damala, come on. B'shor shenogaf dalu behei, demua li adam stama lo havi mua li behema, hainu davke shenogaf gimel b'nei adam. Oh, so what's the difference? There we're talking about it gored three people. De b'hachi lo havi mua li behema. Okay, so what's the distinction? If it gores three people, oh, that's what a Papa said. It has nothing to, that means nothing with regards to animals. De b'hachi lo havi mua li behema. Aval nogaf adam b'shor b'chamar, Davi mi gimel minim. Let's say it gores two animals and a human being. So the whole chulent over there is a human being as well. Davi mi gimel minim. Havi mua lekol. That's what our Gemara means. Aval naga shor v'chamor v'gamal lo havi mua liyadam. If it would just gore a chulent of animals, that would say nothing about people. But if one of the chulent is human beings too, oh, so then it's a mua lebehema. Mu'al li'adam, havi mu'al li'behema. Since an animal, a man, was part of the cholent of people that it gored, it was, could be considered mu'ad for everybody. Just like, Rabbi said, let's say it gores dogs, cats, and my least favorite animal, squirrels. Right? Dogs, cats, squirrels. If it was, I don't know what the law, I hate squirrels. Squirrels are the worst. The worst. The worst.
Why?
We don't. They're rodents. Just big rodents. We're infested with rodents. You don't realize they're part of the rodent family. But it's like a rat. I don't know why we're not as concerned with it because it has a fuzzy tail. But it's a rat with a fuzzy tail. But all right, I hope New Jersey has rats just as much as Manhattan. So let's say with a gore, what do we say? A squirrel, if we could catch it, a dog, and a cat. So it's mua then for all animals and rodents. Because it gored a whole chunk of them. If it would only gore squirrels like me, hates squirrels. I love animals, but hate squirrels. So then only mood for squirrels. It would not be a mood for dogs and cats. But if it does one dog, one cat, one squirrel, now it's all animals. Because it shows it doesn't discriminate. Okay. What if one of those three, though, would be a person? So then, that's where Rav Papa said, that's where the Gemara said here, Mu'ad li'adam havi mu'ad li'behema. When did Rav Papa say later on, Mu'ad li'adam havi mu'ad li'behema? If it gores three people, what does that have to say about animals? Maybe the bull or the ox is provoked by human beings. What does that have to say about animals? So Mu'ad li'adam havi mu'ad li'behema. And Rav disagreed there. If it gores people, certainly it's going to gore animals. So we say no. If it gores people, it doesn't necessarily going to gore animals. What does that Gemara mean? Mu'ad li'adam mu'ad li'behema. If you have a chumot of all three, oh, so people is one of them. Okay, so it includes everything. That's Taisa's first answer. V'yav agav l'chol behema havi mu'ad afil l'rav papa k'disa l'kamon. K'disa hasa. That's the first answer of Taisa's. Then Taisa's quotes, we're going to come back to that in a second. Then Taisa's quotes are Menachem Piresh d'hagi kamar. It would have been more convoluted. How do you get rid of a status of mu'ad? Let's say it's mu'ad li'adam. How do you get rid of that? How do you, you know, there must be a way out. There's always tshuva. So how do you do tshuva for goring people? If the animal will pass by three people and not gore, oh, now we know it's overcome its tendency, its addiction to goring people. So let's say animals become a mu'ad for people and for animals. And it will pass by three animals and not gore them. So it loses its status vis-a-vis animals? Can you do that? Can you lose your status vis-a-vis animals alone? Or do we say, since it hasn't been tested with a human being, it doesn't lose its status at all? So Menachem Pir talking about Mu'ad li'adam shayu mu'ad l'kol. Let's say it was mu'ad for everything. V'chazer bo mi behema. It passed by three animals and didn't gore. Nishar mu'ad li'adam. It remains a mu'ad li'adam, and having mu'ad l'behema, it's also mu'ad l'behema. The chazar de behema lav chazarhi. Just because it didn't gore animals says nothing about human beings, and therefore says nothing about animals. Avamua lekol the chazar meha adam. Let's say it would be a muad for everything, and it passed by three human beings that wouldn't gore. Lo havi muad la adam. Then it's not muad for adam. The chazar de adam chazarhi. The fact that it passed by three human beings that alleviates its status as a muad. So again, this second tariff of Torah is a little complicated, but what emerges is, if you have an animal that's a mu'ad li'adam, Rav Papa paskins, he's not mu'ad li'behema. You could just be a mu'ad li'adam without being a mu'ad li'behema. It's provoked by human beings and not by animals. But, if the animal is a mu'ad for everything, and it's a chazara, and it stops goring, by animals, then we say, look, since it's still a mu'ad for human beings, it's a mu'ad for animals as well. That's inconsistent. Rabbi said, why is it inconsistent? Because what I just told you is, or Papa's statement later on is, if it's mu'ad for people, that's not a kavah chaymer, it's going to gore animals. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But once it's a mu'ad for everything, says Rabbi Menachem in Tosfos, ooh, what Agamar means is, unless it was chayzer from people, you can't be chayzer from animals. As long as it remains a mu'ad for people, it remains a mu'ad for animals as well, since it was a mu'ad for everything initially. Why? Why should there be a difference? If initially it was a mu'ad li'adam, does not include behemos, how come when I'm trying to alleviate and remove the status of mu'ad, all of a sudden now, I can't remove the status of mu'ad vis-a-vis behemos without removing the status vis-a-vis human beings, right? What Menachem told us is like this, okay? If it's a mu'ad, you hear the kasha? What I'm asking? It's internally inconsistent. Mu'ad, or seems to be, mu'ad le'adam does not necessarily include behemos. But if it was a mu'ad for everything, and it stopped going animals, that doesn't matter. You don't lose your status vis-a-vis animals alone, because mu'ad le'adam automatically includes behemos, since it started out as a mu'ad for everything. What's the difference? Yeah? It's not consistent. So I'll tell you like this, it might help you understand the difference. The difference is, because an animal has the right, let's say we'll call it the presumption of innocence, yeah? Due process. The animal is entitled to the assumption, presumption of innocence. So if it gored people, that says nothing about animals. That's what Papa told us. Maybe it's provoked by human beings, not by animals. But if it's a mu'ad for everything, now it lost its presumption of innocence. It's a mu'ad for everything. So now, even though it stopped goring animals, since it still gores people, I can't necessarily interpret the fact that it's going to lose its status vis-a-vis animals, because you lost your presumption of innocence from the fact that it used to be a mu'ad for everything. So since it used to be a mu'ad for everything, if you want to remove the status, you got to go to the top of the totem pole, you know, on the top of the pyramid. You have to start with people. You can't just say, well, it's no longer goring animals, even though it's going to still gore people. No, that not. Unless you're going to get rid of everything, or at least stop goring people, then maybe I could extrapolate to stop goring animals. But since it has not alleviated status vis-a-vis people, I can't remove its status as a mu'ad vis-a-vis animals, because it lost its presumption of innocence. See, when we're starting from zero, and he had never gored anything before, just because it gores people doesn't necessarily mean it gores animals. We have to prove that. You know, it's on us to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. But once it's a mu'ad for everything, it lost its presumption of innocence. So now, you want to remove its status vis-a-vis animals, you can't do that without removing its status vis-a-vis people. That's what Menachem would argue. Yeah.
One, can you change your status from a mu'ad and then go back to a tom?
Sure, by passing by those items that the animal has gored and refraining from doing it.
Just like once?
Three times.
So then, is it possible then that you could maybe change the ox's, view or train it to not attack certain animals as opposed to people? Like, why can't you train it, whatever psychology there are for...
So that's where Menachem distinguishes. And the second answer in Tosis is saying, you can be a mu'ad for human beings and not animals. Maybe you're trained not to gore animals, even though you haven't been trained not to gore human beings, right? A security dog, something like that. But once you have been goring animals too, you can't remove your status just vis-a-vis animals. So we asked, why not? If animals and human beings are two separate categories, and I could be a mu'ad for people, not a mu'ad for animals, why can't I remove animals without removing people? And I'll say that the answer is, because once you're a mu'ad for people, you might be a mu'ad for animals too, we just don't know. So if you're starting from zero and you have no history of it, we'll say, presumption of innocence. But if you are still goring human beings, we have to be afraid that you're going to gore animals too. And we can't just say, well, go back to the where we started, unless you have do tshuva legamrei. If you stop goring everything, okay, you'll return to your presumption of innocence. But just because you can't now separate animals from human beings, because you were a mu'ad for everything at one point. So to remove your status, you can't just remove status for behemos and then without removing the status for Adam too. I think that's what we'll have to say for Menachem, but I think it's along those, you'll have to do something along those lines. Yeah.
So I'm saying that Chazara for Behemoth only works when it just...
Adam and Behemoth don't have to go together.
I was saying, but if you... It's Mu'ad Lefal, and then it Chazara for Adam, and that works, then it still has
that
to...
That works, because
and
you started...
It's a two-step process to become totally town again.
Because you become clean again, yeah. But there, I could say, well, that you got rid of the top of the pyramid. Adam is the hardest, is the more difficult, So if you got rid of that, maybe you didn't get rid of animals. Animals get injured, injured by accident, as we said. So you can remove one without the other. But you can't just carve out, you can't just say, well, behemoth's not. If we have Adam and you never included behemoth, okay, you never included behemoth.
I'm not saying that Adam gets rid of behemoth on its own.
I don't think he means that. I think he means Adam is Adam. I could chip away at it. But yeah, you can't chip away from the least difficult. Yeah, you can chip away from the most, the most egregious, the most severe. So if I stop with the most severe, I still might do the things that happen by accident once in a while. But you can't stop with just behemos without addressing Adam. Yeah.
Can we distinguish between types of people, like men versus women, or types of animals? Like, there are some animals who don't like men because they were beat by men back in the day.
Is that so?
I know. I'm pretty sure for dogs that's the thing, at least.
Really?
Yeah.
Dogs like women better than men?
No, not generally, but those that were abused when they were little, I definitely now have a, develop like a fear of
it's an interesting point. I've never seen it. I don't know. I wouldn't know.
It's kind of like eventually the Rambam says. It's
we'll get
similar.
To the Rambam, yeah. So, okay, but let's look back at the first answer of Tosos. What did the first answer of Tosos tell us? Again, the Gemara later on paskins, Mu'ad li Adam, Lo havi mu'ad l'behema. Here our Gemara says, mu'ad l'yadam, havi mu'ad l'behema. It's a classic contradiction. So Reb Menachem said, that Gemara is talking about establishing a chazaka. This is talking about removing a chazaka. Okay. But the first answer of Tosis was, they were talking about it was mu'ad just for Adam. So just for Adam is not mu'ad l'behema. Here we're talking about it's mu'ad for animals and Adam. Then mu'ad l'yadam, havi mu'ad l'behema. So, but what did Taisa say? Let's look back at the language. Aval nagach adam v'shar v'chamor. Let's say gored this cholent, these three different items, you know, three different entities and three different times. The havim yigimu minim, havimu alakol. So when he says havimu alakol, gores, a shar, a chamor, and an adam, who is it a muad for? Our Gemara, which talks about not just goring human beings alone, individually. Gores, shar, chamor, and adam. So it's muad for what? Animals. And animals and human beings. However, Rabbi say, look at the Mukei Yosef over here on the sheet. First thing says in Mukei Yosef Azoy, Umihu Kasev Harama. That's Marami Rutenberg, the Rebbe of the Rosh. The Hani Mili Lechol Mini Behemos Bechayos. It's only a muad when it goes Shor Chamor and Adam. It's only a muad for animals. Avala Adam the Islay Mazla. That's this week's parasha. Lo, people have more protection than the animals, and therefore, just because it gores animals, has nothing to say about people. The Adam is not included, even though the Adam contributed towards establishing its status as a muad. It's not a muad for Adam because it didn't gore three human beings. It's like just goring an animal, not like it gored a human being. It will only be a muad for human beings if it gored three human beings.
Can you say the same thing for muad behema? You have to kill three animals? This is only two.
It's two animals, and the human being will count as the third. That's what he's saying.
So would you be able to say the same thing for a muad?
You're saying, well, it only gored one shor. Why is it a muad for chamor? Or why is it a muad for shor if it only gored one shor? So he's saying because animals are, human beings are in a different category.
Would the same thing apply to declare to ox and muad adam if it kills two people and then one shor? Does it work the other way around?
No, it would be a muad lebehema, according to the Marami Rutenberg. Shor, adam would probably be muad lebehema.
But what about chamor and then Adam?
So it'd probably be more for all behemoths because it didn't discriminate between shor and Adam. If it gores just shor, so you see that there's just a shor provokes it. It hates goats or something, yeah. But if it doesn't discriminate, so already now we can say it's a muad for all behemoths. But, says Marami Rutenberg, even if there's one other mixed in there, it's not a muad li Adam. So if you look in the brackets over there, and then Mukei Yosef, it says Sarachian, Kotzar Taisis, but Taisis Vereish Mechilton Shikasu Sham Lechad Teretz Nagach Adam Shor V'Chamor Dehavi Mishloisha Minim Huad Lekol Umashma Afilu Li Adam. That was our Taisis answer. Muad Li Adam Lo Avi Muad LeBehema. As if it only gores human beings, then it's not muad for a behema. But if it gores a Shor Chamor and an Adam, it's a muad for everything, not just behemos. Says Taisis Muad Lekol for people too. So we have a machlekes here between the Marami Rutenberg and our Taisvis about this case. What's the case? It gores, if it just gores human beings, that's the Gemara later on, to mu'ah just for human beings, not animals. Let's say it gores a shor, a chamor, and a human being. So that's a mu'ad for all animals. No different than a shor, a chamor, and a gamal. It's a mu'ad for all animals. Shows it doesn't discriminate. But what about a shor, a chamor, and an adam? Marami Rutenberg says, well, it only gored once a human being. That can't be a muad for human beings. It's a muad for animals. And the fact that it gored a human being is like it gored another animal. And our Taisa says, no, once it gores Shor, Chamor, and Adam, it's a muad for everything, even Adam, yeah.
What would Marami Rutenberg say about Chazara?
How would you have to retract? I mean, how would you do tshuva?
Right.
Then it probably wouldn't matter either which animals you came in front of.
No, meaning...
Oh, an Adam wouldn't be a Chazara then.
Right, so you wouldn't have to be a Chazara for for Adam and Bahamut.
Good point. Probably not. For our Tosis, an Adam would have to be mixed in there somehow. Yeah. 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 Good point. Yeah.
According to the Svar of the Rami of Rutenberg, then, like, even then he says to a case of two yeah. people and then an animal, he would say that's still that it would still be more the Bahama. But still, like, if it's two animals and one man, and clearly, like, the man's the minority there.
We're speculating. I don't know what he would say about two people and one animal. Hard to know. I think Mark is going to have a lot of these cases much, much later in the Chav. But at least for this case, that's the difference between the Maram and Tosis. What are they arguing about? So many Achrayim suggest, Yeshivish Achrayim suggest, that they're arguing about a Chakira in terms of how to establish or what is implied when an animal becomes Shor Hamuad. What does that indicate? And it's perhaps the Marami Rutenberg is even going l'shitaso. And the suffix is the following. Well, when an animal becomes a shor hamuad, it gores three times, either the third time it has to pay nezek shalem or the fourth time it pays nezek shalem. Is that because it has shown, it has demonstrated, that it was always a nagchan? See, if you do this, you confirm our suspicions that you are an aggressive animal. And now you're going to have to pay nezek shalem because you've demonstrated that your teva, your nature, you've revealed that your nature always was to be a nagchan. But if it's less than three times, we're not going to presume that about the animal. We'll give it the presumption of innocence, as we said. But once it happens three times, then our suspicions are confirmed, and now we know that the animal always was a nagchan. Why don't you pay nezek shalem then the first time if it always was a nagchan? Because we didn't know that it always was a nagchan. But once it happens three times, it's been confirmed. In yeshivish jargon, they call it a simen. It happened three times, that's a simen. That is a sign that the animal was always an akron. Its nature was to be aggressive. Or is it no? When an animal gores three times, it has developed a new habit. It might not have always been an akron. But now that it started goring, and it gored three times, it has accustomed itself to doing this and learned the behavior of being aggressive. But it wasn't always a nagchan. That's why you don't pay nezek shalom the first few times. It has developed a new behavior of being aggressive. And perhaps that's what's going on over here in our between Machlok Sin Taisis and the Marami Rutenberg. According to Taisvis, so the nature of a shor hamuad is that by goring three times, you're revealing that you were always an aggressive animal. So, but you don't have to gore three times to establish that behavior. It's just revealing what was always the nature of the animal. So once it gores a shor, a chamor, and a gamal, you're a muad for all animals because we see you're aggressive and you don't discriminate. So if mixed within the chulent will be a person too, so then you're muad for people also. We see you're aggressive, and we see you're aggressive to people, and you don't discriminate between what's in front of him. So then he's a muad for everything, because we see that your nature was always to be aggressive and that you don't discriminate. The Marami Rutenberg, though, would presumably argue that shor hamuad does not reveal, it's not a siman to the nature of the animal. It's a siba. Since you gored three times, that itself is the reason, is the siba that you're chayav nezek shalom, because you've developed this bad habit, this behavior of being aggressive. But if that's the case, then you have to have three times a human being in order to establish that as the behavior of the animal, behavioral pattern. Just because it gored a shor, a chamor, and a human being doesn't necessarily show that it's aggressive and it's muad the behemoth, certainly, but does not show that it's aggressive, has not developed a pattern of being aggressive towards human beings. So since in order to, what shor hamuad is all about is developing a behavioral pattern, it has developed a behavioral pattern of goring, so it's a muad the behema, but has not become a muad li adam, because in order to develop that behavioral pattern or demonstrate, to learn something new, something out of the ordinary, something which is not natural, the animal would have to do it three times. The argument is, if it's just revealing a behavioral pattern that it always had, then even if it gored a human being only one time, that'll be enough to establish a pattern. And that's perhaps the machlokes in Tosis and the Rami Rutenberg. And perhaps the Rami Rutenberg is going to Shitasa with regards to something that's Nogea in Yonah de Yoyma. Look over here, the Torah says, and Hilchas Tefila quotes from a Talmud Yerushalmi. We just started saying Mashiv Aruch Merid Hageshem on Shmini Atzeres. But what always inevitably happens is people forget to say it because we're not accustomed to saying it and we are distracted during tefillah. So the Talmud Yerushalmi says, let's say you don't know. Common situation. If you're distracted, you're probably not saying it. We're totally not paying attention. So mispala ve'eni yodeim hizker imlav. So kodem lamid yom chazak amashu lamud mazkir. If it's before 30 days, you probably didn't say it. You probably said what you're accustomed to saying. Mikam ve'elech, masha tzarech mazkir. If you've said it for 30 days, so then you probably did say it. Ad lamid yom im safek lom hizkira olav tzarech lachzor. So therefore, up until 30 days, if you're not sure, if you said it, you have to go back. Demistama lo hizkir. After Pesach, you probably did say Mashiv Haruach Merid Hageshem, and therefore, you know, first day of Pesach, of course, we switch back to either Merid Atal or nothing. So therefore, if you're not sure what you said, you have to go back and daven again. Okay, but this creates a problem. So for 30 days, we live in fear of not remembering what we said in Shmoneh Esrei. So Rami Rutenberg developed, perhaps, a patent, a kunz, a way out. What was his kunz? And Rami Rutenberg, Hayrugel Lomar B'Shmini Atzeres, Birchas Ate Gibor Tishim Pomim. So he would say, even though it says in Shulchan Aruch, Ate Gibor, but that's Liolam Hashem, you have to say Hashem Hashem. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah recommends not to do that, but rather to begin, Mechayim Esim Ata Rav Loshia, Mashiv Haruach Umarid Hagoshim. If you say that phrase 90 times, Kineged Lamid Yom, Sha'omar, so Gimel Palmin B'chol Yom, typical day, you would daven three times a day. So you would say it in the course of 30 days 90 times. V'achshavim Hayom Esupak, Ein Tzarech L'achzor. Now it's like you condense the 30 days into half an hour of saying, Machayim Esimata, Rav Hoshia, Mashav Ruch Merid Hageshem, you said it 90 times, you're good. Now you have the presumption that you did say it. And you don't have to go back and daven again.
What kind of
muscle? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes him with some sefer. It's really more than 90. Because first of all, he was discussing, after Pesach, switching back from saying Mashiv Ruach Merid Hageshem. And after Pesach, we stop saying it by Musaf on the first day. So you're ready, two tefillahs in. You missed Marv and you missed Shacharis. So he says, if you count from Musaf on Pesach 30 days, you'll have to daven not 90 times, you'll daven 101 times. So some Sefer says, because you have, why 30 days? That's three tefillos, that's 90. But you already missed two, so you're down to 88. But you have Musaf all 8 days of Pesach, so that's back up to 96. And you have a few Shabbosim in there, and a few days Rosh Chodesh, it adds up to be 101. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. So Chassam Sofer says, really not 90, the 30 days after Pesach, first day's Pesach, is those 30 days, you'll daven 101 times, so you should really do it 101 times. 101 is also a very auspicious number, because the Gemara says in the Sefer Chagiga, Eina doina shana pirko mea pamim, misha shana pirko mea ve'echa pamim. You can't compare a person who learn something 100 times, a person who learned something 101 times, famous verse from the Vilna Gaon, that the difference in gematria between Shachach, which is 328, and Zachar, which is 227, is 101. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Tziva is also 101. Zoschu, whatever, there's many, 101 comes up all over the place. So the Zos Chukas Satara Shetziva Hashem as Moshe, also Tziva 101. They say Zos Zachar Al Tishkach. If you want to remember something, you should do it 101 times. Fine. So 101 is very Mesugal Dika number, very auspicious. So Ksam Shavu says better to do it 101. Fine. But if you do this, you can condense it. And he brings a raya from Shor Hamuad. Because the Gemara says in Chavdal Amid Aleph, Da'amar Gavi Shor Hamuad, that it doesn't have to be on three separate days. Even if it's on the same day, it gores three animals, it becomes a shoramuad. The amar gabi shoramuad. If it would be three separate days, certainly be a shoramuad. What happens if it happens all on the same day? Richek negichos of chayiv. If it happens on three separate days, you're chayiv kirim negichos of lo kol shekein. If it happens on the same day, all the more so you should be chayiv. It should be a shoramuad. Hachinami came of the achalam and yomim who mesupa kain tzarech lazar. Since after 30 days, whether you do it 90 times, 101 times, whatever it is, you don't have to go back. Kol shekein sadi pomim biyom echad. Certainly, if you did 90 times in one day, if your person, animal can become shoramuad by goring on three different days, certainly if it gored all on the same day, it should be a shor hamuad. And would be, therefore, a person could establish this precedent that he would not have to go back if he wasn't sure if he said Mashav Baruch Merdeh Geshem. For Rabbeinu Peretz Kosav, Lo Chazina L'Rabbanan Kashishoy D'Tzarfos D'Avdi Hochi. Again, Rami Rutenberg was from Germany. Rabbeinu Peretz says, I never saw people doing this in Spain. She'ein anidon doma l'raya. They're not the same. Shor hamuad is not the same as this. Why? The hasam time of mishum shehuchzak ligach v'mhuchzak gimel v'chayka is kol shekein b'gimel krovos. If you can establish being a shor hamuad on three separate days, certainly on the same day. Aval geshem shenizkem v'tfilo v'davar toilu behergel v'shono. This depends on what you are accustomed to saying. Lo aminan hachi. What's the difference? Marami Rutenberg seems to be right. What's the difference? And Rabbeinu Peretz says you shouldn't do this. And if you do it, it doesn't help. So in the Shulchan Aruch, they pass like Marami Rutenberg. But the Mishnah Berurah says, since there are those who think it doesn't help, you shouldn't do it. When I was in elementary school, I remember doing this, singing that Mechai Mesim out there. It could have just been a time waster. You never know. It's good little kids. They do anything, waste time. So maybe it was just a time waster. But whether it actually works is a machlokes in the Mishnah Berurah, but it's really a machlokes here in the Torah. Does it work? Does it not work? Rami Rutenberg says yes, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Rabbeinu Peretz disagrees that it's not the same as Shor HaMuad, and it doesn't work. Yeah.
What was the amount of time for the Shor HaMuad to go back?
No, we would have thought, oh, what do you mean? No. A Shor HaMuad could be established. It gores one day, gores Monday, gores Tuesday, gores Wednesday, certainly it's a Shor HaMuad. That's what the pasuk of the Torah is describing. What if it all happens the same day? Sigmar says, a Kal V'chomer. If it happens on three separate days, it can become a Shor HaMuad. Certainly, if it happens all in one day, it can become a Shor HaMuad.
So would you say then that if, let's say, he gores three in one day, that means the next day, if he doesn't gore any and he passes by three, then he's back?
Correct. Oh, for sure. Same. But why do the Rabbeinu Peretz feel it's not the same? Shor HaMuad could be established the same day. Why can't I establish my chazaka for saying Mashav Baruch Merdeh Geshem all on the same day? Why does it have to be on 30 separate days? So the Beis Yosef quotes from Mari Abu Hab, which says something which is really fleshed out later by the Achronim, by Shimon Shkup, and by the Stipler. So look over here on the fourth line. Beis Yosef says, Rabbeinu Hagolo Mari Abu Hab. Because of Shataymal Shal Rabbeinu Peretz, Mishum Delo Dami, the Hasam Shehu Leteva Ra, Shezeh Hashar Hu Nagchan. There you're showing that the animal always had a bad nature. It was an aggressive animal. So if you want to show someone that you want to chart a pattern of aggressive behavior. So let's say a guy lost his temper once in 1990, once in 1992, and once in 1998. Does that show that the guy is a kasson? He lost his temper three times, over the course of 18 months. People have triggers, The guy lost his cool. What if the guy loses his cool three times in the same day? So it could have been, that's today we would say.
Yeah.
The Rishonim didn't have bad days. So he says, if it happens three times the same day, the guy's a kasson. If you see a guy losing his cool on three separate occasions in the same day, it's bad. He could be having a mental break. Could be. Or it could just be,
I think that's better than three different
days. Yeah, I hear that. And I happen to agree with you. But the Rishonim felt that was just, there's no excuse for that. A guy loses his cool three times over, 18 months, it happens. It's, it's an accident. If it happens three times in the same day, that's a pattern. And that shows that the guy is always a kasson. So that shows the guy is always, he's always been an angry guy. Well, let's say I'm trying to assess somebody, whether he is or he isn't, and I'm there for one day, and the guy loses his cool three times, I would conclude the guy's a bad temper. Whereas if, I see it over the course of 2 years, I wouldn't necessarily conclude that. Okay. But that's to show what his teva always was. Hinei kishiyasa negicha b'karov mora shehutba bozeh b'kinyan. Ma she'en keniu haya osa chaber chaka. If it happens every now and again, who knows? She'esh lomah b'chorecha mehem mikrahu. Maybe it's a mikra. Aval kan. But over here, by ma'ash v'ruch merde geshem, we're not describing what your nature always was. You were accustomed to saying Muradato, or nothing. Now you want to establish a custom of saying Ma'ashev Baruch Murad Hashem. That's not revealing what always was. You're establishing now a new pattern of behavior. There, says the Maria Buhava Kana, Dover Toy Behelga Lashono, Valashon Enomugo Kokak Shiasa Dover Echabekirov. If you cram it into 2 hours, that's not the same as demonstrating or, you know, this ability or this behavior over 30 days. If it happens over 30 days, okay, then the guy's a masmid. You know, then he says, Mashav Baruch Merida Geshem. Guy learns all day, one day, you never know what the guy is. Who knows? So therefore, says the Maria Buhavim, we're talking about establishing a new behavior, a siba, not a simon, what always was. That's the nature of the animal, always was. So if it happens closer together, there's a greater indication. Here, we're trying to establish a new pattern of behavior. It has to be spread out over 30 days. You can't cram it all in. And what would the Marami Rutenberg argue? The Marami Rutenberg says you can do this. Marami Rutenberg, again, would be Lishitaso, saying what? That Shahamuad is not revealing the nature of the animal was always to be aggressive. It's developing also a new pattern of behavior. Ooh. If that's the case, so then we understand that it's the same as saying Ma'ashev Ruch Merda Geshem. You want to establish a new pattern of behavior? So that's the same as Shahamuad. Shahamuad is also establishing a pattern of behavior. No animal starts out aggressive. Every animal is not aggressive by nature. You want to establish a pattern of being aggressive? Oh, so then you have to gore 3 times. But if the Gemara says by Shahamuad, it could all happen in 1 day. So then here too, I'm trying to establish a pattern of behavior. It could all happen in 1 day. So Rabbeinu Peretz and the Marami Rutenberg, with regards to this Mashiv Baruch Merda Geshem controversy, seem to be arguing about what is the nature of Shor HaMuad. Can we use Shor HaMuad as a precedent, a paradigm, for changing your Nusach HaTfilah to be from not saying Mashiv Baruch to start saying Mashiv Baruch? If Shor HaMuad is about establishing a pattern of behavior, I can derive from there to Mashiv Baruch Merda Geshem. If Shahamuad is just about revealing what the nature of the animal always was, then that's not the same as Ma'ashev HaRuach Merda Geshem, where I'm clearly establishing a new pattern of behavior. And the Marami Rutenberg would be Lishitaso, that Shahamuad is about establishing a pattern of behavior. And therefore the Marami Rutenberg held, just because you gored one person in the middle of a chalent of animals, that says nothing about establishing a pattern of goring people. So too the Marami Rutenberg held, we can derive from Shahamuad to Ma'ashev HaRuach Merda Geshem. But then what should emerge is, what should Rabbeinu Peretz hold in terms of our discussion? Rabbeinu Peretz should hold, coming back all the way to here, to Bezim and Bezim, Ma'ashev HaRuach Merda Geshem, back to here. We said that this same machlekes has the machlekes in Marami Rutenberg and Taisvis. Taisvis held of an animal gores, a shor, a chamor, and an adam. So it's a muad for all of them. Because it's demonstrated that its teva is to be aggressive, and it doesn't discriminate. But it was always its teva, not establishing a new pattern of behavior. So therefore, if a person was in the middle of this chulent, so he's a muad for people too. And the Marami Rutenberg held, no, Shomuad is not about establishing a teva of something, the nature of something. It's about establishing a new pattern of behavior. Not a simon of what always was, but a siba of creating a new, developing a new behavior. So if you want to say he's a muad for people, better gore a person 3 times. Just because it gored a person together with the 3 animals does not develop a pattern of behavior for goring people. Where should Rabbeinu Peretz have fallen in terms of this discussion? Yeah, what do you want to say?
I was going to see if I can bring a riot for Maram or Mirunberg.
Go ahead.
For the Maram or Mirunberg, wouldn't he also be able to say that by Chazars or Shatz, we hear 3 times a day Mashiva Ruach? And therefore, that helps establish the behavior. Like we don't need to.
You're saying a different kasha. Let's say a guy davens for the Amud every day. He's a Ovel Lo Yalenu. So then, why shouldn't he develop the pattern in half the time? Well, what about a woman who doesn't daven Maariv? Does it take her 60 days? You know, okay, or 45 days? I don't know. Yeah, it's a good point, though. Yeah.
I'm a little confused. So the animal can be proven a muad in 1 day?
Yes.
So
does that show I could change behavior in 1 day? A real tshuva message?
Right.
Or does that show, no. What you could do is demonstrate your nature in one day, but you can't change behavior in one day. So that's the Machlokes Maharam and the Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz held show amud is just showing what your nature is. That you could show us right away. But you want to establish Masha, your pattern of saying Masha Baruch Meretz Gesh, that's got to be over many days. You can't cram that into one day. And Rami Rundberg understood Shua Mu'ud is also about establishing a pattern of behavior. And you see from this Gemara, a powerful lesson, I could change my behavior on a dime in one day. So I could change Masha Baruch Meretz Gesh at one Suda by saying it 101 times. Yeah.
It could also be like Akira and like why we take on Chumra Zerim Sais Min Shua, whether it shows like what you can do or develop.
It's not, because no one's going to keep it past
right.
it.
That's what I'm saying. So according to that, you could say that...
It's more about it. It's a demonstration. It. Yeah. It's more a demonstration, yeah. So but getting back to over here, what should Rabbeinu Peretz have said? Rabbeinu Peretz should have said, if he would be Lishitaso, that Shor HaMuad is about demonstrating what the nature of the animal always was. So then, he should have said... Like our Tosfos, that if the animal gores Shor, Chamor, and Adam, it's a mu'ad not only for behemoths, it's a mu'ad for Adam too. You show that it's aggressive and it doesn't distinguish between what it's goring. The problem is, if you look at Rabbeinu Peretz, he seems to say something else. Look over here, Ois Hey. Rabbeinu Peretz asks the same question as our Tosfos, our Gemara says, mu'ad the Adam, havi mu'ad the behema. The Gemara later on says, mu'ad the Adam, lo havi mu'ad the behema. He says, Agamar is talking about would only gored animals, human beings, and not animals. So then it's only a mood for human beings. Here, it didn't discriminate. It gored all three. Says Rabbeinu Peretz in the last line, V'im came, Heka the Adam, Havi me'echa min aminim, Mahani hashlamaso lasos mu'ad l'chol ha-behemos. It's a mood for all animals. Kevan the Adam, isle mazla tvei. Because people have more mazel. So if it gored a person in the midst of the chont of animals, it's a mu'ad for all animals. But he never said it's a mu'ad for Adam too. It said, Mahani hashlamaso lasos mu'ad l'chol ha-behemos. But it's not established a pattern of goring people. The problem is, this Rabbeinu Peretz seems to assume Shor HaMuad is about establishing a pattern of behavior. A new pattern of behavior. So you can't be a mu'ad for people unless you gore three people. That's against the lumdus of the Rabbeinu Peretz that we had before by Mashi Baruch Merde Gashem. There Rabbeinu Peretz said, don't tell me from Shor HaMuad that it could all happen in one day. Mashi Baruch Merde Gashem, it could happen in one day. Shor HaMuad is not about establishing a new pattern of behavior. It's about demonstrating what your nature was. What does that have to say? What does that have to do with Mashi Baruch Merde Gashem? So it seems to be a little bit of a contradiction in Rabbeinu Peretz. We could argue and say and distinguish and say Shor HaMuad is not about establishing a new pattern of behavior. It's about demonstrating what always was, as Rabbeinu Peretz told us by Mashi Baruch Merde Gashem. Therefore, you can't derive from Shor HaMuad to Mashi Baruch Merde Gashem. The problem is, but there's with one caveat. Just because it gored two animals and a human being, that hasn't really demonstrated that its nature always was to gore human beings. Maybe all it's demonstrated is its nature is to gore indiscriminately, but it hasn't demonstrated that human beings are part of that. Even though it did gore one human being, maybe that was just that part of it was, you know, not a pattern. Maybe it has a pattern of bad behavior and it always had that, but the fact that a human being happened to have been one of them, that was by accident.
So they're both behavior?
Meaning it's about demonstrating what the nature of the animal always was, but hasn't demonstrated that people are part of its aggressive nature as well. Maybe that was a fluke. That's what you'll have to say from a Rabbeinu Peretz, something along those lines. We'll have to split hairs. We'll have to get it next time. We'll start. Rashi has a different answer, and the Rambam also has a different answer to this Kasha of Tosfos, and then we're going to go on. Okay, just go ahead.